Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. Today's Daf, Masechah Shabbos Daf, Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, has a very interesting discussion that plays out in when a person should get married, which day of the month and which day of the week. The Gemara tells us that Ein Mazal Li Yisrael, that there's no such thing as Mazalos when it comes to Klai Yisrael. We are protected, we are invincible from any koach of the Mazalos. Tosas point out, however, the Gemara Moikotan says otherwise, that there is mazel even to Klai Yisrael. So how do you reconcile this? So Tosas writes that really there is mazalos. We are subject to the koach of mazalos. However, through a zuchus gadol, through a great zuchus, mishtana, we're able to change and break out of that mazel. So there is a big machlokas rishonim whether we hold the mazalos or we don't hold the mazalos. Tosas does hold the mazalos, and he says you could still break out of mazalos. The Rambam says we do not hold the mazalos. They are made up. They have no koach, no bearing on our lives. Ramban, however, agrees with Tosos that there are mazalos. He writes in one of the Chuvos that there's an incredible koach to mazalos. So how do we assume lalacha? Are there such things as mazalos or not as mazalos? So they brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simin and Yordea, Simin Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Einosin Nashim Elav Bimiloi Halavana. One should only get married as the moon is getting bigger in the first half of the month. Bimilu, as it's growing bigger and bigger, it's a mazel tikka time of the month to get married. The Rama adds on further, V'lachei nagu gamkein lahaschil lomo b'rosh chodesh. It's a practice for yeshivas to start the zman in the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh Elul, for example. Ki ava pish ein nichosh, even though there is no nichosh, yesh simon. There is a simon. There's something called simanim milsa. We're going to be celebrating Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to have simanim, apples and honey, and so on, pomegranates, dates. That's it, simanim. A simon is a type of mazel. There's no nichush, there's no witchcraft, but there are times of the month which are more mazeltik. So we start yeshiva in the beginning of the month. We get married in the beginning of the month. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and Rama write. Rama echoes this point in Evan Ezer in Simon Samach Dalad Siv Gimel. The Rama writes, V'nogu shlo lisa nashim ela b'tchilas hachodesh b'od shelavana b'milua. That a person should get married in the first half of the month as the moon is still getting bigger and bigger. It's an idea of a bracha of good things to happen. The first half of the month, just like it's written in Shulchan Aruch in Yordaya. Now the Piskei Tshuva there in the bottom quotes from the Pnei Yeshua, who has a big problem on this din. He says, why does everybody quote this din of getting married in the first half of the month? There's another din that's actually mentioned in the Gemara that the Poskim don't mention. How can the Poskim mention this din of the first half of the month, which has no basis in the Gemara, but a different din the Gemara does mention, the Poskim leave out? What din is the Pnei Yeshua referring to? So the Gemara in Ketubos talks about which day of the week to get married. So the Mishnah says you should get married on a Wednesday. In case there's no Dam Asum, you could go to the Beis Din on a Thursday. Nowadays, Bati Dinim don't meet on only Mondays and Thursdays, so any day is really fair game. Well, if any day is fair game, the Gemara tells us that Thursday is an opportune time to get married. Why is Thursday such a great time? Because it's a day that's full of bracha, and it's a good age to get married on the day of bracha, and therefore Pnei Yeshua says that seems to be more important to place emphasis on that which the Gemara tells us is a bracha, as opposed to what the Poskim just added on, which is a bracha. In the end of the day, these are just customs. They're suggested. You can't always work out which day of the month and which day of the week. And if it's not that, if it's the second half of the month, if it's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's still going to be a beautiful wedding, a beautiful marriage. But if people do have the options, it might be a nice thing, if one can, to try to get married the first half of the month or Thursday of during the week. But I wouldn't tell a person to place any strong emphasis on these.